You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, here we go again. God's day timer. That's right, God's got a calendar. It might not be a day timer, but he's got a calendar. He follows it. He goes by it. The world is set up around it. He's given us signs. The most obvious one is Sabbath, Saturday, from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Not Sunday. But when did they crucify Jesus? That's the question. Well, guess what? It was not Easter. Mark chapter 15, verse 25 says, "Now was the third hour, and they crucified him." So what's this third hour it's talking about? That's 9 a.m. in the morning, the time of the morning sacrifice, like I said in the previous show. Well, picture this. Josephus tells us that there were 2 million people celebrating Passover when Jesus was crucified. Three times a day, in the morning, the evening, and at noon, sacrifices took place, major sacrifices. Those were the 3 hours of prayer. Now, sacrifices, yes, they happened all through the day, especially on holy days or preparation of a holy day like Passover. But at each one of those three times during the day, Psalms 113 through 118 were sung. When they were nailing Jesus to the cross, 2 million people were singing, "Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar." How's that for planning down to the smallest detail? Because that's what God did. At noon, all the people were singing again. And look at what happens. Matthew 27:45 tells us, "Now from the sixth hour till the ninth hour there was darkness over all the land." So from noon to 3 p.m., the sun did not shine. Psalm 118, verse 23 says, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord." This was going on and was sung when Jesus was crucified. In Luke 23, verse 46, it says, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' Having said this, he breathed his last. During this evening sacrifice, 2 million people were singing this." Psalms 118, verse 19. "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which righteous shall enter." This not only was a song written by David for God for this time when Jesus was crucified, it was a prophecy of what was to take place. God planned this. He's got everything planned. We're right on schedule. And don't let these men intimidate you or fool you. They are evil. God will win. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.